After the long day.
I felt weird. I always feel weird using your laptop. I feel like it's very invasive to use someone else's laptop.
Because all the stuff on the keys?
Well...
all the gunk.
Yeah, that. And when you do game... You bring it to game test night to play.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone else uses it.
Yeah.
Do you... You do you do a little wipe after?
Here's my little secret. I buy a new laptop each time and I burn that last one. I don't like it when other people touch it.
What you heard there was a crack of the beer.
Yeah.
Because it's paragraph to spare after dark.
Yeah. This is our first time recording this late.
We never record
on
this
late. On a weeknight.
On a weeknight. Who knows what can happen, really.
And this is the first time ever recording in my apartment.
Yeah, that's true. I'm usually too lazy to leave.
I feel like I like the vibe of doing it at your place. Like, usually Sunday morning and just waking up.
Yeah. I like it, too, because I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Win-win.
Well, sorry, I was just adjusting. Your mic was coming in hot, but whatever. I think it's
if
fine.
If I sit back here, it's probably good.
I think it's fine for the 10 people that listen. hello and welcome to Paragraph to Spare. I'm Chris.
Yeah, I'm Anton.
And we got a really good show for you today. You know, it's nighttime. You know, who knows what could happen. You'll probably hear us. I might go off the dome.
Oh.
And you might, like, I don't think I'm going to have a filter.
Whoa.
And everything I say will probably be raw and uncensored.
Well, we can swear now because it's...
After 7 p.m. My
bedtime alarm went off and the screen turned off because it's supposed to be bedtime for me.
Oh, this is normally your bedtime?
Yeah, I go to bed at 7:30.
7:51? That's too much info. All right, let's get into what's new. What's new? What's the news? I got some good news for you today.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's actually not. I don't think it's good or bad. It's just the news. Tawny, my wife now.
Yeah.
Showed me a really fantastic Instagram account.
That's what you do when you get hitched. That's share Instagram actually all and TikToks. You do. Yeah.
And what it is the New York City Sanitation Department.
Oh, they have Instagram.
They are bananas, and it's insane. they are just putting people on blast, and it's so funny. And, like, there's a post, because there's, like, new sanitation rules, you know, for businesses. There's, you know, business, like food chains, if you have more than one location, or more than, I forget how many locations, but you have to, like, cover your trash or put them in, like, containers, like trash cans. You can't just put them out on the curb. You know, sure. It's all this effort to lower the rat population.
Oh, I listened to such a good podcast about that.
Well, this is perfect. Anyways, New York City Sanitation Department, I don't know why they have an Instagram account, but who's ever running it is just putting out A-plus content.
What are they just, like, take a picture of somebody's address and say, what are you doing?
Like, there's one post. It was a photo of Dunkin' Donuts. They did not have it in the right trash cans. And then the caption read, what, do the rats run on Dunkin'? And then, like, it's just so good. And they'll like Ralph Lauren, they also didn't put out their stuff, even though it's not food, which I don't get necessarily, but they're just like, what, Ralph Lauren, we thought you loved New York City. And they're just
curious about this. Like, who do you think it's, like, the people who collect the garbage are sending this in to their, like, social media coordinator, or are they,
I don't
like...
know how it works, or I don't know who they must it's probably like the city in New York has a social media team that does different
stuff. Just wanders around and looks at garbage for violations.
I honestly don't know. I'm a former sanitation worker. I was my job in college. Yep. If I could run the Instagram account for New York City Sanitation Department, it'd be the most amazing. If I knew I could do this.
Yeah. Well, it's clever for them to single out businesses because they're public, so you don't have to worry about it.
And it's not just you know, bad businesses. They posted a photo of Grace Papaya, perfect garbage layout.
Wow!
And they're like, "Good job, Grace Papaya. This is what we like to see." You know,
nice.
They posted recently. The new trash can. So that's actually the big news. New York City unveiled new trash cans.
Oh, our intern is here.
Oh, thanks, intern.
Delivering the Spindrifts.
We're just getting some drinks set down on the table. So these new trash cans New York City unveiled have a new mesh design. The sleek new baskets are made up of three parts. A concrete base, a metal lid on a hinge, and a lightweight plastic basket.
Wow.
I don't know how that works. They look pretty cool. I don't know. They have, like, it's weird because there's, like, a separator in the middle of the trash can, but it looks like it just goes down to the same thing.
Mm.
So, like, I don't think it's, like, separating any trash. They look pretty good. Check them out. But anyways, that's the big news of New York City is new trash cans coming to every curb.
Actually, all right, wow.
So you would listen to a podcast.
It's so relevant to this, actually. So This American Life had an episode on rats.
Oh.
And one, you know how they do it. They have segments or whatever. One of the segments
rats?
Is what?
The rats have segments?
Actually, they did have little rat voices introduce each segment.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a really good episode. I'd recommend it. It's pretty recent, actually. And one of the segments was about New York City and why it has such a rat problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it has such a rat problem is because a while back, some mayor was getting complaints about the metal garbage cans everybody was using.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, let's just put the garbage out on the street. And as soon as they did that, the rats were like everywhere.
Right.
And because they can just get through the plastic and get in. So it's interesting that they're introducing new garbage cans. Maybe they're going back.
Well, these are for the curb.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, the street corners. But that's the new implement. Like when I was talking about the new rules for like businesses, they're supposed to put them in trash cans.
Mm.
Excuse me. Anything can happen here at Paragraph Despair After Dark, including me sneezing.
Allergies.
But that's true. It is a return. But, you know, no one uses the old metal trash cans anymore.
Yeah, I feel like they could have solved it just by not using metal. Instead of just saying, let's throw the garbage on the street and make it the grossest city in the country.
Right. You know, now they have new plastic lids. But so at work, I had to buy plastic ones. I used them for like 2 weeks. And then I said, you know what? Fuck it. And then I just started putting the bags out there again and hope I don't get caught.
Oh, you're going to end up being on the sanitation
is, so the reason being, well, I looked up the one rule and it says that if you're not a food business with more than one location, you can still put it in bags after a certain time, which is supposed to be 8 p.m.
Okay.
Or
because rats have to go to bed
within an hour of, or like after, like within closing. So if you just put it out at the end of your business day, it should technically be fine. So I don't believe I'm breaking any rules.
Okay.
Also, it's not like we're throwing away massive, you know, it's just like sweet green bowls. like we're not throwing out food really. But the problem with the cans, I tried it for 2 weeks. They come and take, you know, the trash out of the cans.
Yeah.
They leave the can
and
move on. I don't start work till 10 a.m. So
you don't get to watch it.
The first part is I don't get to see it and I'm real mad about it.
If you can get an appointment.
Yeah. So the problem is though, if they do it at like 5 or 6 in the morning, there's just an empty trash can sitting on the curb for 4 hours And people walking by are just
filling it
throwing like their dog shit bags in there, or their garbage, or their food. And even at night, people must be like leaving, like walk by and just put their garbage there. Mm. It's like when you see people throw their garbage on a pile of trash bags, and it's like, what are you doing? Just go to the curb. Like, what? I don't know. People are monsters.
Because the curb has a public garbage can.
Right.
But
yeah, so you know, I got real mad about that.
I felt a little bad one time when I put a lit match in one of those.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. When I put garbage in somebody else's garbage can, and you now I feel know bad that my
because I get so mad.
Knows the laws.
I walked in one time into work, and I saw someone doing it, and I chased them down the street.
Oh, good.
And I caught up with them. I said, you ever put anything in my fucking trash can again? I'm going to beat your face in.
Oh, man. And then, after hours.
And then I, just to show them I meant business, I punched the curb, and then my hand got all bloody. And he's like, this is what your face is going to look like. And then, so I went to work. It was fine.
Nobody noticed your hand. That reminds me, I saw this clip of Leonardo DiCaprio talking about in Django Unchained, he like cut his hand,
mm-hmm.
and then he didn't break character, and he continued the scene, and he grabbed a lady's face,
mm-hmm.
and they're all talking about it like he was like determined, but Jamie Foxx is like, I like you could tell on his face, he's like, that's kind of gross, maybe
yeah, it is just a little like gross.
Cut the scene and not put your bloody hand on somebody else's face.
Yeah. No, that's unsanitary. I don't think that's good.
Yeah. But nobody wants to make Leo look bad.
No.
Like, everybody, how does he get away with how he is?
I don't know.
Well, you hear it here first. On the Paragraph to Spare podcast.
Yeah, for all you women under 25,
do they
stay away?
Yeah, exactly. How is that? Like, how is nobody like upset about that?
I should have known something was up when you see like photos of him palling around with Jonah Hill. all right, do you have any more rap business?
The intern's cracking open some any Sprinters.
Rat insights.
I'm just gonna plug that episode because This American Life, every time I listen to it, it's almost as good as this podcast, and that Rat episode was just so informative. I learned so mm-hmm. many different things about human interactions with rats. It was
had a rat problem at work in the backyard, and there was just dead bodies we had to get rid of.
Like the rats killed each other?
Yeah. They were having fights. They were having, like, they had little rat fights and they would bet on each other.
Really?
No.
Oh. It's from poison?
Yeah. Like, the exterminator that came in was like, oh, you know what? One of the buildings around here, like, they're digging up through this little dirt patch in the back that's like a little garden area. And there was probably a nearby building that had poison. They had the poison and they just, you know, lay dead on the patio.
My calculus teacher in high school, he was really good at teaching calculus.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he taught it to us was he told us that rat poison grows inside the rat until it bursts their organs.
Interesting.
And we were calculating derivatives based on the rate of growth of these poison pellets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot.
Are there any active serial killers the cops are looking for? Because I think I have someone in mind that you can.
Well, I mean, it worked because that was like 20 years ago and I still remember it.
I guess you're right. All right, I think that's enough about rats.
I did read about not Tom Brady, but I put him in the same part of my head, Ted Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're the same.
Another guy on this podcast. Why is nobody saying anything bad about him?
They're the same guy.
Tom Brady and Ted Bundy?
Yep.
I'd believe it.
Anyways, one other little piece of news. Pickleball's over.
Oh.
Pickleball craze. There's a new hot game in town.
Pogs?
Nope.
Intern,
stop talking.
No, I have to tell you something.
What?
You're right. It is Featherball.
Okay, I babysit for, you know.
Dude, come on the mic.
Okay. Randolph Beer shout out.
What? That's exactly. Yeah, Rudolph Beer or Randolph
I
Beer.
I babysit
place.
His daughter, the owner.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So his wife sent me the link. She said we're famous. Like it was really
yeah.
Cool.
All right. So Feather Bowling has started at Randolph Beer in Dumbo, and I don't understand the game at all, but apparently it's the new craze at one place.
What is it?
So let me just pull this up because I needed the objective of the game is one team of two will toss their 5-pound wooden rolling device known as pucks down a lengthy curved alley towards a feathered anchor into the floor. Sounds like
a weird way to describe
bocce
bowling.
It sounds like bocce but with like a different step
with a feather.
The goal is to get as close to said upright feather's base as possible. Careful throws get the best result. Too much oomph behind your puck and your chances of winning will wind up in the literal gutter behind the feather.
So it is bocce.
It's bocce with other stuff.
Like tennis is just, or pickleball is tennis with a slower ball.
Yeah. It's all the same game.
Feather ball is, I guess, a better name than bocce.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Feather bowling is in, pickleball is out. Anton, what's your favorite bar game? Or backyard game?
Backyard.
Backyard ball, bar, drinking, kind of BBQ style game. There's cornhole. There's pickleball. There's bocce ball. There's can jam. There's lawn darts.
I don't like any of them.
Really?
I mean, I'll play cornhole if I have to.
If you have to.
Yeah, but all of those games, I'm just not a big fan of their design.
Yeah? Is it because it's all the same stuff? You're just throwing things closely to each other?
Kind of. It's all like the casual play. A derivation of like a carnival game that you're doing it with drinks. I think that's the other part of it, is that it's associated with like
drinking.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're like that. They're popular at bars because they're games you can play with one hand. Unless you only have one hand.
Why is Flappy Bird not a bar game?
Huh?
Flappy Bird was designed to be one-handed.
What's that?
You don't know what Flappy Bird is?
No, did you just make that up?
No. Flappy Bird is the phone game where you press the screen and make the bird flap.
Oh. That's a game. It's not.
Because you can't do it with other people?
Yeah. It's a social game.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyways, Featherball's in.
What would be your bar game?
Can jam.
Really?
But no,
that's
one
where
really
you throw
has
the frisbee inside the tiny slit.
Yeah, it's so fun. So much fun.
How is that fun? It seems so hard to ever achieve.
Oh, no, it's really easy. You just got to be good and not suck.
But it's not only that you have to throw it in the slit. Somebody can swat it out of the air?
No, your teammate can swat it into the top of the can. That's what's fun about it.
Oh.
So if you're off, your teammate can run, hit it, and if your teammate hits it and then it hits the can, you get a point. If it hits it into the top.
Okay, so there's a lot of ways to score in this. And the teammate's not going to run too much because their beer might spill a little bit.
Yeah. That's what makes it more fun.
No
one really plays can jam at bars or plays. It's always bocce or like cornhole.
How much do you think people who invent these sports are like sitting down and thinking like,
all
right,
I got the drink
in my hand.
You're not thinking that much because it's all the same. Or it's all about throwing things close to a thing.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
I feel like we could, if we thought hard enough, invent a way
better.
We're
going to invent the best one.
Yeah, because you just got to think about the medium of the drink in your hand.
Right.
and needing to make your friend spill it inadvertently.
Yeah. All right. Well, you heard it here. We're going to work and innovate all of bar culture with our new game. And
if you don't hear this podcast for a while, it's because we're working on that.
Yep. We're going to be working really hard on it. All right. We're going to take a break and hear an ad from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with our next couple segments.
Nice.
Thanks to our sponsor, Squarespace.
So clever.
Squarespace. When you need a website and the only thing you've ever heard of was Squarespace,
I was surprised that they must like pay $3 for these ads.
I don't know. They're every ad is a Squarespace, or maybe it seems like it.
I bet the person who at Squarespace is like, you know how we can make podcasters feel good about themselves? We'll give them $10 to advertise for us, and they'll feel legitimate.
What if their whole business model is to like cash in on people's hopes that they will need to create a website for something, and then they do it, but then they never actually follow through the website? So it's really like they're profiting, but they're not like, they made like 5 websites.
I think about that business model all the time, because I think it's so many businesses' business
right, model. Right, because you're just selling a dream.
It's like art teaching.
Yeah, that's sad. Anyways, welcome back to the show. We're joined by our intern again, Alyssa, that has stated that she will only talk if she feels like talking, which is a really good demand when
she's
you go on
to laugh as silently as possible, off in the side.
Usually when podcasts have guests, it's normal for the guests to just walk in and be like, you know, I'm only going to talk if I actually feel like talking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here.
So many shows like that.
All right, so our next segment. Well, Anton, we've covered it every time before, so we're going to cover it again. It's Tech Talk. There was an Apple event yesterday.
There was, and I know a little bit about it.
I know a little bit, but there wasn't that much. No. I was surprised. I thought there'd be more announcements.
Apple's on its way out.
That's it? It's over?
Yeah, maybe I can talk about my
It's on its way out, today. But it's still kind of... If you got that green bubble,
then you're not cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyways, the big headliner, iPhone 15.
Yeah.
The biggest headline of that headliner?
USB-C.
USB-C. They did.
What a boring... Why even announce it?
The phone itself isn't that much different.
No. It's not. They're like, you can tell they're like really stretching it. They're like, oh, we made the back glass look less like glass.
We gave it a dynamic island. What even is that?
It already was a dynamic island.
Oh, yeah. Well, on the 14 Pro.
Oh, it's on the non-Pro now.
Yeah, now it's all of them. Wait, what is the dynamic island?
They moved, instead of a notch at the top, mm-hmm. they moved the camera into the screen.
Yeah.
And then they didn't like the look of this small little circle, so they made it a black pill, and they made the black pill grow and shrink like the screen does it to try to hide. It's almost like you got a coffee stain on your pants.
Yeah.
So rather than washing your pants, you're just like, what if I put coffee all over my
pants?
Or
what if you like, if you ever order a pizza and you want to eat the pizza, you put on your pizza shirt, which matches the sauce. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, at least it's audible.
That's an inside joke because we just had pizza. Dynamic Island, huh? That sounds like a really cool reality show.
Yeah.
Where it's everyone's really dynamic.
Static Island.
The other announcement. Wait, does it have a 48 megapixel camera?
Yeah, I saw that, but then I was like, how many megapixels is the current?
My nice camera only has 24.
Oh, so it's like more megapixels than you'd ever need.
Yeah. There's expensive cameras that have 12 megapixels.
I say that, but probably in the future, everybody's going to want to zoom in and look at, like, the cells in their eyes.
Oh. Okay.
And I'll look so stupid. And in, like, 30 episodes, you'll play that clip where I'm like, what do you need 48 megapixels for? Yeah,
and then that's when you're like, I got to go get an eye bleaching appointment because my eyes look terrible.
Yeah, if I only had that better camera, I would have known earlier.
Right.
Well, it's interesting that they're making a better camera because we just saw some middle schoolers. They have digital cameras now.
Yeah. Oh, they've gone back?
They just have digital cameras. They
well, you know what I've been seeing? It's a trend. Actually, it's great that you're here, Alyssa, because you might be able to fill me in on this. I think it's mostly women.
Headphones?
Headphones wired.
They're ditching
the AirPods. I see them on the subway. Yeah, they got the wired headphones back. They're part of the fit. It's part of the style.
I feel like such a tech bro with AirPods.
Right.
I think it's a big sign of being old.
Yeah, you're a boomer now.
Do you think that they have the big headphones to say, hey, I'm listening to music, so leave me alone?
Well, I like the big headphones, but just not in the summer because my ears just get, like, I just bloody. Sweaty.
Oh. I've heard people talk about them before, and one of the explanations was that if you have AirPods in, people still try to talk to you.
Because if you have long hair, you can't
but
tell.
But when you have...
No, it's not the over-the-head ones. I'm seeing the earbuds with the cable, with the wire.
Oh, like the Apple. I'm seeing over there, over the head too.
I'm just seeing the wire more, even with earbuds.
It's because of the glass ceiling or whatever.
Oh, they can't afford AirPods.
The women, no, we gotta pay women better.
It's not that.
Oh yeah. Because I go through AirPods, so I get a new one every week because I'm just.
They get gross, and then
I throw them out because like gross. I get like earwax all over it.
Why don't they make it? Speaking of pizza shirt, they should make brown AirPod cases.
Yeah, why don't the AirPods? Why aren't they just earwax color?
They should be. Oh, God. You just stick it in like a jar of peanut butter when you're done.
Yeah. So we solved that problem. One more announcement. Well, I guess. Apple Watch 9.
Oh, I didn't see anything about that. Anything cool?
It's a new processor. It's the main Apple Watch. It's not the SE.
A bigger number than last year?
Is yours the SE or the main? Or like one
this
of
was
the,
a 5.
So it was the main of
main
that.
Main 5.
Yeah. The Series 9 will have a new feature called Double Tap. The feature allows users to answer a call or control any number of actions in an app by tapping their index finger and thumb together twice. I don't know what that means.
Oh, like this.
Because of your muscles in your wrists?
It probably does, yeah.
That's crazy.
And that, because I know they were doing those gestures for the Vision Pro, the VR thing.
Yeah.
So they must, like, use that, figure that technology out pretty good or something.
What about, I have an idea. What about an Apple Watch, but you can't see it?
Like an invisible Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Then what do you
I
no
buy
one
it.
Knows you're wearing an Apple
Watch. Because that's the one problem about the Apple Watch is you don't want to be seen with it.
It is a little embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah.
It
is. That's why you walk 10 feet behind us when we're out in public.
It is. With my head down.
Yeah.
It is backwards hat. Now everyone's going to know.
Is this just a big fun of me podcast?
Yeah. No. I mean, that's really it of the event. I'm surprised there wasn't more. What were you expecting? Anything else?
I'm honestly a little disappointed, and by a little, I mean a lot.
What were you expecting?
A change of pace.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a world where it's just like every year we get a new cranked out piece of crap that we brag about a different plug.
Right. Well, and the phone itself is not different.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm pretty irritated about every part of this. Like, the encouragement to throw away the thing that you have that works fine. Yeah. The idea that, like, it's very clear that the innovations have plateaued.
Yeah.
So why don't you just make it so that the phone lasts longer?
Right.
And make, if you want, really, like, stop trying to make billions of dollars every year.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But, like, but or plus, find like, something that people actually want.
But people need a phone anyway. So, like, are you really, like, I mean, you probably are making a lot more money when you release a new phone. But, like, if you have longer life cycles of your phones, wouldn't people still be buying the phones? Like, if anything, the newer updates are usually software related. So it's like,
well, I think they hit a point where it's basically market saturation. Like, yeah, everybody's got a phone.
Right.
So it's either they're converting people, or either they encourage people to have more kids.
Yeah.
They
embarrass people for having Androids.
Yeah. Embarrass people for having Androids. Come up with new product lines, which they desperately did with the watch and the AirPods and
right, the VR,
and yeah, et cetera. Because, like, there's no new features. I was thinking about this the other day. Like,
what's a phone going
to
do?
Yeah. There's not any new innovations that need to happen. Oh, man.
Anton is fuming.
I am really irritated about
Alyssa,
this.
You better be careful. He's going to flip out.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason is because when this is something that I've noticed, when brands get get really successful, there's like a point where they stop
innovating.
Yes. And then it just, the reason that people got into the brand,
right,
is
it's not what they came for, and it's now something else, and now you aren't part of it anymore.
Yeah. Like, it has to be kind of
But it works for everything else, too. Like, I don't know. Any sort of product, any sort of... Most things are just... I was thinking of this the other... Like most things are the same thing.
Ugh.
You're just getting it from China and then rebranding it, and so you're just buying the brand.
Yeah.
Like, when you're looking at something to buy on Amazon or something, there's a million different variations of them, yep, but like you're just buying whichever brand kind of appeals to you.
Yep.
It's all fucked.
I like the feature where you can tap on an object and like do instant, what is it called? Masking tool.
You know, where it kind of cuts your outline out,
like instant Photoshop.
Yeah,
basically you go to school, like, spend weeks learning how to use the pen tool,
and then now they do that.
That's just
yeah
I guess that was neat.
Ooh. I
but you don't need a new phone for that,
but
that's just software.
You know what, I remember when they announced that, I used it, like, I thought it was funny, so I used it like twice. I have not used it since.
Alyssa used
it
all the time.
Make a
really
fire.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Well,
it's basically Photoshop.
I guess I'm just the wrong person for it.
Yeah, it's good for...
Wait, here, look at this.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. The audience can't see it, though, because this is a podcast.
No, you have to describe it.
All right, this segment's over. I'm ending it now.
Uh-oh.
Boring.
I have a whole story.
How did you get through that without Anton complaining about how Apple wouldn't fix the swollen battery?
Yeah,
and then...
I want
to
complain about
that. Oh, wait,
you
still have more to complain about?
Yeah, I'll always.
All right.
So, I like what Apple was about, and then the computer that I have that I got that I really liked, the battery swelled up, and I looked to see if there was like a return, like a, I forget what they call it, where they take them in and they fix it
Recall.
For free.
Refurbish.
Either of those words. It does start with a re, though.
Remix.
Yes. Yes! It wasn't part of a remix.
Recall.
That's... Oh, wait. It was a recall, wasn't it?
I think... No, it wasn't that. It was a recall. It was a recall. And they took the computer... I missed it. There was one of those things where they were going to fix it free, and I missed it. And I brought it in. I was like, this battery just swelled up out of nowhere. And they're like, yep, that's going to be $200 to replace the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send it in, and then radio silence. We don't hear anything from them. And then I was just like, why haven't we heard from them for like a week? So I go to their website and like log in to look at the order, and they're like, we're waiting for your response. It's actually going to cost $500 to replace a logic board.
Mm.
And I was like, what the heck? So then I called him up and explained everything. I did a chat, and then the chat directed me to their manager, and their manager directed me to the repair person, and the repair person tried to sell me a new computer.
Wait, can I say?
What?
This is what Anton said. Oh, I just,
I'm so frustrated. I think I'm just done with Apple as a way to try to manipulate them. But you know what?
I feel bad about it.
I think I'm done with
because Apple. They need the money.
I've never.
Well, I was just upset that immediately it went to upsell. It's like, oh, we have. This is their logic. They're like, yeah, $500 is a lot.
But that's all their training is, isn't it?
But that's what.
Yeah.
It was because like they're like, yeah, $500 is a lot. I would say it's not worth it. You should buy this new computer. And I was like, are you serious right now? Like, yeah, $500 is a lot because you're replacing a board that like you made shitty. Not you, not the person on the phone.
Right.
But the company doesn't make quality products. And I think about back when Steve Jobs worked at Atari.
Yeah.
One of the famous stories is that no one would listen to him about, he was in charge of quality assurance at Atari. And he insisted on like this high quality approach to soldering the boards so that they wouldn't come apart when they were out at the job sites. Mm-hmm. And he insisted on that. Some detail that no one cared about that would have ensured the quality of the machines. And they didn't listen to him, and he was right, and like things broke down. And I just think about what happened to that kind of care about something that lasts.
Yeah, we don't.
What, you bored now?
We don't have that.
Yeah, kind of. Long story short, they sent the computer back. Well, they said they wouldn't fix it, but the battery isn't swollen anymore, so I think they secretly fixed it.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I said I don't want to just send it back. And so I can't. Anyway, I don't even know if I'm angry about it because it just seems better.
I wouldn't be.
So maybe thank you. Maybe I'm not done with Apple. I don't know. I'm confused now.
Interesting. Okay.
But I feel better.
I'm glad that you got that off your chest. All right. Is there any more Apple talk?
No, we can move on to whatever.
All right. Last segment. This is a new segment. Well, actually, it's a new segment, but, you know, of course we're going to do this because I just had my annual physical.
Oh, we're going to talk about medical history and
this
stuff.
Is a game called Let's Get Physical.
I am so intrigued about what we're going to do.
So, I got my blood work today.
Oh.
Yeah, they take your blood work. It's got a bunch of acronyms. I don't. It's all. It's ABGs and your CBOs. So they can
feel smart.
And it's like, I don't know what any in English, please. So, Anton, I'm going to throw some acronyms at you. You got to let me know what you think they are.
This is the best.
If you get them right, you get a point. And then if you know what it means, then you get another point. And then I'm going to tell you what my levels are. And if I'm over or if I'm doing good.
Wow.
Or
this
under.
This is quite the game.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
I only have five prepared, so it's of five. Alyssa, okay. You could play too. It's best three out of five.
You get a first try.
Well, it's first who you just called.
Okay.
Lowercase e, capital GFR.
Oh.
Lowercase e, capital GFR. All caps GFR.
This is about blood?
It's in my blood test.
This is the most educational episode we've ever done.
Just to keep from dead air, I'm going to give you a time limit. After a little while, I'm going to like start counting down from 10. Nope, no hints. You just got to guess.
Count down from 120.
Just makes them go.
Electrographine receptor.
That is incorrect, Alyssa. You're not even going to attempt?
Just guess. You have a good chance of getting it.
Great for...
What's the E and the R?
It's electric.
Chris with a C.
It stands for estimated glomerular filtration rate. Want to take a guess at what that is? Alyssa got it right.
Is it a percentage?
It is a measure of how well your kidneys are working.
Oh.
Hey. Wow, you know your kidneys pretty good.
So, you want to guess how I'm doing?
Is it a percentage?
Just say, like, you're in the, you know, because, like, how they always do it within a range.
I think you are in the range.
Yeah.
I'm in the range.
Nice.
All right. So Alyssa took that one home.
Damn it.
Because she got two of the three things about it
right. Just a little humble brag.
her kidneys are actually twice as good as most people.
No, but like, I did go to get a physical, and the doctor was like, your kidneys are great. Do you drink a lot of water? Or the filtration.
All your doctor stories, they're always so excited about your organs.
And then you're just like trying to, you're like, but no, but there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Me?
No, when you go to the doctor, aren't you always like, no, but tell me there's something wrong with me?
Yeah, I mean, people aren't going there to be like, hey, check out my kidneys, how great they are.
That's why I went.
Why? You want to edit that out?
Yeah. Anyways, that's what you were doing? We're just going to move on. Okay. Second one. A/G ratio. A/G ratio. What is it? You got 10 seconds.
Androgynous to genus ratio.
Alyssa? You can make up an answer and be funny. That's fine.
I don't know.
It is your serum total protein. I know. It doesn't actually work as an acronym. So it's kind of a tricky one.
I think I know this one.
What is it?
It's the protein that's just available in the bloodstream for immediate use for muscles or cells or whatever.
I didn't put the full definition here on my thing, but I think that's about right.
Okay. Somebody at work was talking to me about that.
Anyways, how are my levels?
Your proteins?
I think they're good because every morning you put protein in your coffee, so you probably have like exceedingly high protein levels.
That's true. And are you guys? Meat.
That's true. All right, they're good.
Nice.
They're good. All right, number three.
At the end, he all tells caps. Us he's dying.
Bun/crete, C-R-E-A-T. Bun/crete. What is it?
C-R-E-A-T.
Creatine.
Well, that's part. But what's the full? Because I said bun/crete. It's one thing.
Butanol.
Oh.
Stands for blood urea nitrogen/creatine. Anyone want to take a guess what that means?
It means blood compared urea. To how much urine is in your blood.
Is that
how much creatine's in your blood?
Well, it is kind of right. It measures the amount of urea nitrogen that's in your blood.
What's the creatine part?
I don't know.
Is that related to your kidneys though?
It is related to your kidneys.
Because your kidneys have to take it out.
What am I coming in at?
90.
In the range?
90%.
I'm actually above range.
Whoa. You have no urea in your blood.
I'm over by 2. It's like a scale of like something to 20, and I'm at 22.
Wow.
And I got really freaked out because it indicates kidney failure, but I looked it up. Ooh. And it's like over 50 indicates kidney
failure. You've been having a lot of antioxidants?
I think I just haven't been drinking enough water.
I bet a lot of people have that problem.
Wait, no, you said it was good, I thought.
No.
It was a little bit high.
I thought you said it was above, as in like above average.
No, it's
like
above the range.
Oh, you need some more pomegranates?
Yeah, I need some more diet. It said fibers and stuff. But I also said to avoid things with creatine in it.
What's got creatine?
Creatine. Nothing. Has creatine in it. People put it in their muscles or something, and it makes them get water in them.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Hmm.
It's a way of like cheating to look strong without being strong.
Yeah. If only. All right, number four, TSH. What is it?
Tush.
It's a tush. It's a tush test. See how good that tush is. And I'm right in range, baby. All right, what does it stand for?
Testosterone serum hormone.
Oh. You got the last word right.
Oh.
Hormone.
It's actually thyroid. Yes. Ooh. Alyssa got the first word right.
Thyroid.
Whoever can get that last, that middle word.
Something to do with hormones.
Sibilance.
No, it's stimulating. Thyroid stimulating hormone. It's your thyroid. I didn't ask. But you would have guessed it was your thyroid levels.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
pretty. Mine are good, even though that's a thing that runs in my family. So that's why I get good. 10.
We didn't even get to guess on that one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, oh well. It's a made up game.
So I'm assuming really all of yours are good.
Well, the one was above.
Yeah, you the got range. A lot of like urea in your blood.
All right. Last one. Last.
No, he has like
urea.
Do you have a lot or none?
I have more.
More.
A lot. Okay.
Do you hold it in?
Yeah. That's no, it's what it is. It's wait.
You should
so
just go when you got
urea.
Go.
Urea.
Yeah, that's what pee is.
That's pee. Urine. Yeah. That's
it's also in cigarettes. I learned that from TV.
Really? Is there someone just pissing
in
cigarettes?
Do you want to smoke a urinal? All
right. ALP. This is a tricky one.
Luminopulmonary.
It would help to have one of the words.
Nope, because actually,
ALB or ALP.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh,
there of the letters I shared, the actual definition doesn't have one of them is in the word.
Wow, that's a really hard hint.
Can we just tell you?
Yeah.
Alkaline phosphates.
So it's like pH.
Is that what you're guessing?
I don't know.
Yeah, how acidic your blood
is. It's a type of enzyme. If your liver isn't working right, the amount of ALP in your blood may be high. Doctors often use this test to look for blocked bile ducts. Ooh, gross.
That's interesting. What do you think came first? Somebody was like, hey, I found this weird thing in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how we can make it useful. Or is it somebody was like, oh, my bile ducts feel closed up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, let's look at what stuff shows
What's
up in
the
blood.
What's the L for?
It's just alkaline. So they use AL instead of
I'm going to guess that you're good.
Anton?
I think you're good.
I'm not good. I'm actually high.
Oh, no.
I'm very concerned. I probably shouldn't have had this beer because it affects my liver.
It's not Jesus.
Was that like, did you have like, you're having a beer?
So
where?
My kidneys.
Right there. Oh. It was the one that we had in the fridge. That was like our memento beer.
So my kidneys are failing. My liver's failing. And also my cholesterol's high.
Oh. My cholesterol was high too.
So it's good that we had this beer and pizza.
And then I got really angry about it.
Congratulations, Alyssa. You won. You beat Anton.
Whatever.
How did I win? I didn't even say
you had
anything.
The most points.
You got one right.
Which one?
The first one.
Okay. So men, I think, are more likely to have high cholesterol, but women
we
to
do.
Have osteoporosis.
They don't have to.
Oh.
They get to.
Yeah. If you don't check the box is checked, but if you uncheck it, you don't get it.
Okay.
You just gotta make sure you read it.
All right, that's the game. That's it for the show.
Wow, what a nice
words?
Night episode. So many firsts.
So many firsts. We had our first guest.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Maybe Tawny has to get on the show.
We did it at night. We had pizza.
In the middle.
It's crazy.
Brought to you by Squarespace.
We had our first advertiser that we just made them advertise because we wanted to stop to eat pizza.
Eat, sleep.
All right. Good night.